I believe in sweat, the salty stuff that perspires from the pores in your skin. The power of exercising is amazing. After a long day, there's really nothing like it. It's even a great way to prepare for one. In the morning, I like to run a 2-mile loop. I'm no runner, and it's taken me a while to get up to just 2. I hope in a few months to be able to do a little bit more. That's a goal marked in sweat. Sweat is perseverance. If I can look at myself, feel tired and sweaty, I've done well. Days where I haven't done that feel suspect. Did I really give it my all? Did I put in 100%? The answer is probably not. Sweat becomes an indicator of effort put in. Maybe it's gross, but it's hard for me to feel satisfied after a run with a dry shirt. I play tennis. Lately, I've been getting out for a couple hours a day. Soon it will be up to 4. I'm not the best around. In fact, I'm one of the worst, but I'm okay with that. I like to work at it until I'm utterly exhausted, until my legs are shaking and the racket is slippery and hard to grip from the sweat on my palm. The ball gets harder and harder to run to sprint and hit a decent shot becomes at some point impossible. I hit the wall. My shirt is drenched down to the bottom. I am soaked, but it feels excellent. I'm okay with being a below average player because the sheer magnitude of sweat reminds me that I'm getting better. Or that I've at least tried to, that I've worked hard, hit my limit, and done all I could. There's something biological about it, too. I'm not sure what, but some hormone gets released, a feel-good thing. I think people who run call it a runner's high. It's as if my own body is giving me a reward for working hard. Exercising, seeing the first rivulets of water run down my nose, is a relief. It's tangible evidence of working hard, doing the right thing, and I believe in working hard.